Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hurts put Barkley to his left. Slot to the far side. A.J. Brown to the near side. Hurts. This time. To Barkley, off the right side, breaks the tackle. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley, he broke it, 25 yards.
This is a really good job of blocking up front. They move the left side to the right side. That's Jordan Mailata. He pulls, and he gets a huge block. Saquon bounces outside of him. Then he gets to the second level, and he just runs through a would-be tackle.
And that put the game away. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. Saquon does it again. 61 yards rushing in the fourth quarter. No back had more than 63 in a total game against the Ravens the entire season. Let's talk to the guy that was on that call yesterday and all the calls as the Eagles win their eighth straight. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Merrill.
Hi. This is an amazing season. This is an amazing season. You watch Saquon and like the great backs, he'll pick up 4 yards on one carry and two on the next and then 7 yards. But you know it's not a matter of will he break one. It's when will he break one. And eventually, as the defense wears down, he just catches them and goes 25 yards.
Yeah, and Merrill, they have an incredible combination of things going on right now that lead to these wins. They have an excellent defense. They don't turn the football over, and most of the credit there goes to the quarterback for protecting it. And then they have this great offensive line run game. Merrill, it feels like every week the formula is pretty close to the same. It's very complementary, and it's right now, if they don't make mistakes, it's hard to imagine teams beating them because they're so good at all three phases.
Well, that's true. And the amazing thing is I went into this game expecting them to throw a lot because Baltimore had the second-ranked run defense in the NFL, and they didn't. They stuck with what they do best, and it worked once again, even against Baltimore.
It did. Merrill, let's talk about the impact of Vic Fangio here. I continue to be impressed at how all the young guys have come along. Some of them rookies like Cooper and Quinyon and Jalix Hunt now. But even some of these second-year guys and third-year guys, the Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith, who has a bigger role now and is playing well. Obviously, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. It feels like Vic Fangio has found a way to get all these guys to play better and better and better.
You know, he is so good. He is so bright. He knows exactly what he's doing. I said to him this summer, after watching the way he was moving the players around and inserting Zach Bond, I said, "You're doing a really great job." And he looked at me and he said, "Tell me that in November." So I said to him yesterday in the hotel, even though it was December, I said, "Well, you told me I could tell you in November. Okay, you're doing a good job." And with that blanking, he said, tell me again in January. That's Vic. He never pats himself on the back. He never looks for credit. He just keeps working away, and he really is a master.
He is. And yesterday, Merrill, one of the things that we don't talk much about, but it seemed to make a big difference, was the special teams. Braden Mann pinning the Ravens down and then the Eagles flipping the field. That when you know things are going well, Merrill, when we're highlighting that phase of the game too, not just the run game, not just the O-line, not just the defense, but Merrill, I thought the special teams yesterday gave them an edge against a team that usually is very good, the Baltimore Ravens on special teams, but the better special teams was the Eagles yesterday.
Well, absolutely, especially with Baltimore's kicker, Justin Tucker, forgetting a kick. I mean, I don't know what's happened to him. He was Mr. Automatic. He was the best kicker in football, longest field goal ever with 66 yards. And this year he's missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points. That's absolutely incredible to believe.
It's wild. I mean, yesterday, yeah. Hugh, I think he missed as many in that game yesterday as he missed in some seasons back in his prime. So
it's
crazy to see. And Merrill, it feels like the Eagles are gone from a team early in the season. Let's go to September. They made a lot of mistakes, whether it be coaching decisions, drops, fumbles, interceptions. And now very few, Merrill. I know they had a couple fumbles yesterday they were able to pick up, including the tush-push for the touchdown. But it's very rare that they're making mistakes. They've turned into a very smart team, which I think is a testament to the coaching staff and Nick Sirianni.
What is? They're doing a great job. But again, going back to September, and we talked about this before, you should never look at the September games as indicative of a long-range future for a team. They are merely an extension of the preseason, where the regulars do not play during the preseason. And when you think about it, keeping them healthy going into the season, because it's a marathon, not a sprint, it's a smart thing to do, but you cannot get carried away with the September games. They're just really warm-ups. Then once you get into October, you see who is really strong and who is deficient.
And that's what they are right now. 8 straight victories, 10-2, and a real chance to push Detroit for that number one overall seed. Merrill, thank you for hopping on. Enjoy the week, and we'll chat before this game against Carolina coming up on Sunday. Thank you, Merrill.
Just let me tell you one thing. I hear people looking at the schedule, and they say, boy, the toughest team they have ahead of them is Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks, or maybe Washington later in the season. You know what? The most important game is this week against Carolina. If you ignore somebody, if you start to look past somebody, or start to think, oh, all we have to do is show up, then you're going to be hit hard. You have to look at Carolina as the toughest team you're going to play and go at it.
Merrill, I agree with you. And Carolina's actually played better. Bryce Young has come around, and they should have won that game in overtime yesterday. Not as much of a pushover as they were last year. Merrill
got over Tyrese Maxey taking his girl.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk soon.
Okay, see you guys.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there with the don't overlook the Carolina take there for Merrill Reese.
He's right, though.
They have played better.
Yes, he finally got over the fence.
Eagles are 12.5-point favorites.
They are. I mean, they're going to win the game, but, you know, you don't want to overlook them. You don't want to overlook anybody at this point. As well as you're playing, you need to keep this going. You should never get complacent, because that's when you tend to, you know, have issues or, you know, don't believe your press clippings.
Well, I think one of the reasons I'm not worried about that is they're in a fight for this one seed, right? If the Eagles were clearly the one seed or they had no chance at the one seed, you know, it's the NFL. Weird weeks happen. I don't think it's going to happen to the Eagles. Not right now. I mean, the prize is clear. Like, they have a chance to overtake Detroit and get the bye and all the games here in Philadelphia in the postseason.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. Now, could they lose a game? Yeah, I mean, of course, it's football. But I'd be shocked if we walk in on a Monday and we're like, they no-showed this one or we overlook someone. I don't think that's going to happen. Hughes Panthers?
They're my Panthers.
They were your Panthers last year.
No, I'm talking about when they were playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was last year.
I was trying to get them to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, but that team was bad. This team is just – they were awful last year. They're just regular bad now. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494.
Levels to bad.
There is levels. Of course there's levels to bad, right?
It is. I'm just saying it's just funny.
There's regular bad. There's like 10 of those every year.
It's like, ooh, you stink bad.
And then there's ugly bad. And I don't think Carolina's ugly bad anymore. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hugh, Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Bruce. What's going on? Is the Eagles keep winning every week?
Hey, well, look. You know, hey, I talked to y'all a couple of times, even when some people were plant based about this game.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Someone else in here.
What are you trying to say? I was plant based.
You were totally plant based.
Hey, man, listen. My job
is to be plant based.
Is to analyze stuff.
And sometimes that means you're plant based.
That is my job.
You were plant-based about this defense. Be real. Come on now.
That was not plant-based.
Your analysis was that the defense doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I see y'all ain't going to let that one die. I see y'all. Y'all still going to talk about that. Ain't nobody talking about that today.
Wait a second. We have people saying this is the best defense we've seen in this town in 30 years.
And that's fine. They can say that. I'm okay with that.
I wonder what take people think is worse. Hughes' defense, a luxury take, or Joe's Saquon's not a difference maker take.
How did I catch a straight?
Both are very relevant right now. You guys had brutal takes going into the season.
No, it's not. It's not what,
Hugh,
what I did is not
it's
relevant.
A terrible
you know what?
Take.
Here,
I had that take for that take simmered for 2 years.
And it went bad in the pot.
It boiled over.
Bruce, give us a second to sort out some family business here. I have to say, it's so much fun watching Saquon now that we buried my take. Like I feel almost like a
You're
sense
unshackled.
Of, I am unshackled.
Oh, so what you trying to get? What you trying to be a leader? You trying to get me to follow your suit? I know, I don't have to.
You do.
Your take was horrible, Joe.
Wait, we knew that when you took it. No. I actually think more people in the moment agreed with my take. No one thought yours made any sense ever.
No, your take made no sense. My take survived the test of time.
It did not.
Talk to Bruce. Is he not? He gone?
No, he's not. You don't want to handle the truth. I would say most NFL fans believed running backs didn't make that much of a difference. And now
that take you had was horrible.
Most agreed. My take was spot on. You're deflecting. This is a filibuster by Hugh. We know my take was bad. We buried it in the ground.
My take was spot on for two of them things, for two solid years.
No, it was not. The Chiefs won on defense last year. The Eagles are winning on defense now.
They won because Patrick Mahomes pulled the ball down and made a play.
Oh, my goodness. Bruce in D.C. Go ahead, Bruce. This guy refuses to admit he's lost.
Hey, but look, let me just say this because I've been a Sirianni hater, and I'm not apologizing about that. I ain't apologizing a damn thing about hating on Sirianni, even though he's doing a good job and he's getting better. And I give credit where credit is due. Like, for example, I'm starting to see some improvement with him was when he made the decision to take back the penalty or enforce the penalty that led to a touchdown in the previous game. That was strategy. So he's getting better at that. He's getting better at his post conference. Seems like he's maturing. Now, there's still a couple more tests coming up for him, but he's getting better at his job, but I'm not apologizing.
Don't apologize. Stick to your gun.
No, you don't have to apologize. We can all acknowledge what we're seeing. He's doing a good job. They're playing really well. They've rallied behind his messaging, and Bruce, we appreciate it. And I do think he's gotten better in the games recently. I mean, like that, and that was my biggest point of contention. Like, what he says at the podium is what it is. Like, this is who he is.
But I think for Coach Sirianni, all of it mattered because it looked like he was spiraling out of control.
It did. But I was more concerned about the in-game stuff. Mm-hmm. And then and early in the season, I thought he had some just blunders. I mean, I just thought he made mistakes. He was too aggressive. I give him credit for recognizing he has the best defense in the league, or at least one of the two or three best defense in the league. Lean on it. They'll do the job. You don't have to go for every fourth down. You don't have to go for every two-point conversion. You don't have to go for every, you know, just conservative works sometimes and when you have this kind of defense. And as we've established here, defense is a necessity. As we've established on this show, it's the best Eagles defense in 30 years, better than Hugh's best defenses. I mean, these things have been established the last 2 hours of the show.
I don't understand how it becomes like, it feels like it's being a little personal. It is.
Of course it is.
I applaud the way this defense is playing. I applaud the way.
It's like backhand. It's backhand.
But everything, like, you can't tell me that, and this is why I'm comfortable in my defense as a luxury take.
Oh, my God.
Because there were times early in the season, I'm going to do what y'all do. I'm going to go back in the way back machine.
Stop.
And I'm going to talk about there were times where conversations were being had about this defense where we didn't want them to go out on the field first.
This defense is carrying this football
team. And every time there was in a situation where they had to defend the game, to try and win the game, we weren't comfortable.
This is a disaster.
What a difference a month makes.
A month? They've been doing this for almost 3 months.
A month?
Hugh, they haven't lost since September.
I am comfortable.
It's December.
In this take. You're delusional. Your take should have died, Joe, because it was horrible.
Yours probably died before it, Hugh.
No, we just did you a favor by burying Joe's first. They're playing well now, but it ain't dying.
They're not playing well now. They've been playing the best
playing
of
well.
Anyone
they're
for
the
two
best
months.
Defense in football right now, man.
I don't know how this got on me, but
Because you're being stubborn.
I'm not being stubborn.
You got to let it go.
I ain't letting it go.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I'm not being stubborn, and I'm not letting it go? It's a huge contradiction.
First of all, I wasn't on nothing. I was just sitting here, and we were talking about Joe's take, and then all of a sudden, y'all started talking about
my... was buried. Don't speak ill of the dead. You don't think your take is alive.
Yeah, Joe's free. You're in denial.
I'm enjoying life now.
Truth will set you free, Hugh.
You know what?
They are playing well, though.
See, even the way you say it.
What do you mean? What do you want me to
say? They're playing great.
What do you want me to say?
It's the best defense in the league.
That's what you want me to say? What? They are the best defense in the league right now.
And they're a necessity.
And it's the reason that the Eagles are 10-2. That's the biggest reason they're 10-2.
Of course it is.
They are the reason why the Eagles are having success.
You are.
What do you mean? I just said what you said.
No, you didn't say the reason they're 10-2.
Yes, I did. Say what I said.
I did say what you said. I didn't say it verbatim, but I said the same thing.
That's called
Why
being
are we
stubborn.
Getting caught up in semantics?
Because
when it comes
it's
to
funny.
This.
All right, 215-592-9494. Malik in Philly's up. What's up, Malik?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm one of Nick Sirianni's biggest haters as far as the way as our football team's been coached the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like he should have had – I feel like there's no excuse. When you pick up Saquon Barkley, there's no excuse for error at all. You should have realized when he signed that paper for them millions of dollars, when he sit down in front of you, we should have known it's Super Bowl or bust. There's no room for error. And I want to say Jalen Carter – man, I agree. He looked like Aaron Donald out here, man.
Well, Malik, the thing about Carter is he disrupts every play.
He's disruptive,
even
man.
When he's not making the play. It's he's destroying plays. Yeah. And, like, I'm just so impressed that he's doing it on a – like, last year we saw some of this, but it was, like, you know, once every other drive. Now it's, like, every drive.
Consistent basis.
Every drive, every play.
Yeah, yep.
It's like if they don't double-team him, leave him one-on-one, it is an Aaron Donald all over in Philadelphia.
Well, it is. I mean, he's. I also see a lot of Warren Sapp because the size. I mean, Donald was and Mark Malik. We appreciate Malik. Donald was such a unique player because he was so quick and fast.
And he was a smaller D tackle. He's probably like he wasn't 300 pounds. No. He's probably like 270, 265. Something. He was smaller.
Yeah, Carter looks like Sapp to me.
Carter's a man and a half.
Yep.
That Sirianni take was annoying, though. I mean, what does he want Sirianni to do with Saquon Barkley? He's leading the league in rushing and could possibly win the MVP. Does he want more from Saquon? Like, I don't understand.
He's mad it took them four weeks to realize.
Did they? To realize
what are we can't be complaining about Saquon's usage right now, are we?
Yes.
I am not. No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I just...
Sorry, so here's what I'll say.
That's
basically what he's doing.
You guys now got me to defend Sirianni twice in 2 hours of the show. I gave him credit. Then someone wanted me to apologize, which I'm not going to do, but I will give him a lot of credit. I'm also going to I'll give him an out on this. The Eagles, as a franchise, want to throw the football. They paid two receivers $200 million this offseason. Is anyone surprised they tried to throw the ball out to start the season?
No.
I'm not. Now, at some point, you can give credit to whoever you want, right? Whether it be Sirianni... for being receptive, the offensive line for knocking on his door and saying, hey, Nick, like, what the heck are we doing here? Whatever. Whatever the reason is, they changed it and it's worked.
Yeah.
And he deserves credit for that. But I'm not mad in retrospect they tried to throw it in September. The GM paid the quarterback and two receivers like $500 million to throw the ball. At some point, they realized, hey, maybe this is the better strategy for this season. I'm okay with that.
And then, not only that, you got to think that early in the season, everybody was mad about the too high safety look. Because it eliminated the big plays.
Yeah.
And fortunate enough for us, and I guess the Detroit Lions for that matter, we have running backs and the Baltimore Ravens that can force people to play in the box and leave you with man to man coverage on the outside.
Sure.
But the running game has been the bread and butter for the teams that are at the top for the most part.
It feels
all season long.
We're dancing around the reality here that Nick Sirianni's influence in this offense is actually benefiting this team this year. Kellen Moore is a throw the ball guy.
Well, he has been the past, and he was early this season. Yeah, that's what it was.
Historically, Kellen Moore is a guy that wants to throw the ball all the time.
I think we're just looking for reasons to nitpick what happened.
Not like Sirianni.
Also, it's ridiculous.
It also happened organically. Like, the defense got – it was – Think back to the first 4 weeks. This will help Hugh's point. The defense wasn't that good, right? So you can't just run the ball all day if your defense is giving up 30 points. You have to throw more. It's all worked out. One thing I will say that helped them, and I didn't realize it was going to help them when the schedule came out, I think we're all lucky that bye was where it was, because that's when they made the changes. What if the bye was in week 8? I mean, they might have just kept going down the same path, and they might have been 500 through 8 weeks instead of through 4 weeks. I mean, the bye really, it helped them figure things out. Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Guys, how are we doing? This is a great conversation y'all having. Can a defensive coach get player coach of the year? Can Vic get coach? Has that ever happened?
I don't think so, but we might start the push for that because this guy's incredible.
I mean, because it's either him or Stoutland. I'm trying to give it to you. You know what I mean? Y'all can have all this Nick conversation all you want to. I'm just happy Nick's not getting in the way. I'm happy that he's keeping his emotions in check. You know, he shaved his head. He's less emotional. I mean, I'm happy with that. But I mean, going out there right now, Hugh.
Yes.
You going to shave that beard? You going to green that beard? Anything going to happen to you, brother. It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
12 points. Shut them down the second half. I don't care about no garden side touchdown. Shut down the Ravens. And, I mean, people talk about, well, the kicker missed 7 points. We missed 7 points. We told Nick to take the points. We missed 7 points. We still won the game. So I don't want to hear nothing about kickers messing you over. You have to overcome and get these George W's. And that's what we're doing. I mean, it's just leaning on people late in the games. Jalen Carter's getting held on every other play, and it's embarrassing. He can't get one holding call. He got held by two dudes yesterday, 3 times. I mean, I'm not Duffy out here doing the all-21, but, I mean, if you just watch it, he's being held, and he's still creating havoc. I mean, my goodness, Vic got the game turned around. I know, like, they started off slow, but when the guys he said there were dogs in all season, when he's like, this guy can't play, this guy looks like he can play, and when he let the linebacker go, Ball might be the best middle linebacker in the league right now. Like, I can't name nobody better.
Well, every week, the game ends, you're like, man, he played well. And you look at the stats, Black Gritty, and it's like 13 tackles,
yeah,
4 tackles for loss. He's everywhere. Howie may – you're right. I mean, he may have signed an all-pro to a one-year, $1 million contract. And ridiculous.
And please, Howie, sign him. I know he don't like giving no money, but look, just give him for 2-3 years at least. Give him something. But it's – Hugh.
Yes.
Get that bus ready. He's found it down. Hugh, get on that bus. I'm so excited, y'all. Have a great week. Go, Birds.
Go, Birds. Black Gritty, we appreciate it. So, yeah, two things that we have to really start doing. We have to – the logistics on this bus ride. We're at the point now where we'd be negligent if we didn't start, like, actually lining everything up here and figuring out how we're going to do this. The second thing is we have to do is start the countdown week by week, because I believe it's 71 or less, 71 or fewer points the rest of the season, Hugh. And that beard
– yeah, somebody wrote that down.
Yeah, 71.
Yeah. I ain't worried about that.
You're not worried?
Nah.
Hugh, they get to play Drew Locke or Tommy DeVito, Cooper Rush. I know Bryce Young's played better, but let's not go overboard here. They're still not very good. You're cooked, man.
Nah, not really.
Are you not worried about it, or are you just accepting your fate?
I'm not worried. I'm ready for the win. I'm shooting for the win, but I'm ready for the loss.
Okay.
That's how I live. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable. Whatever happens, I'm okay with it.
Okay, I'm just saying that. Just prepare the green. Now, how are you going to do it? Have you?
You know what? I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet, because it's still kind of. I need to trim it up.
Yep.
Before I do that, I'm gonna have to figure out. You know, I've got to find a barber. Find me one that's going to trim it up for me. And
are you going to dye it yourself or have a barber?
Well, I don't know, because it just all. I don't know if it comes down to that.
If,
I don't know which color.
If. Well, you're deciding between midnight green or Kelly green.
Because I'm starting to get suggestions. People are like, oh, it's leprechauns and all this other stuff. And St. Patty's Day. Keep it for St. Patty's Day. And I'm like,
yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, I think so.
So it's two greens. I think most people, when they assume that I'm going to dye my beard, I think most people are thinking Kelly green.
Yeah.
Because that's the most. I think because midnight green will look like, it'll probably look more like Trey's beard, like a Beijing in like Trey Thomas that puts Beijing in his beard. Trey Thomas, number 72 that plays with Eagles, that dyes his beard all the time. It's going to look like his beard. So I'm debating on whether or not shot fired. I'm debating on whether or not I'm going to go with the Kelly green or, you know, the midnight green.
I want whatever will stand out more in the crowd. Like that. That's my prerogative on this. So I would take the Kelly green. 215-592-9494. On all your phone calls, the win. Was that the most impressive win of the Sirianni era? I'm comfortable saying it. Last year, they got lucky to get out of new Kansas City with a win. Valdez-Scantlin dropped the ball. Clearly, the best win of his era was the 49ers championship game. But I mean, come on. They were in a four-string quarterback for most of the game. Like, was that really impressive? It was important. It was impactful. It got them to the Super Bowl. But most impressive was yesterday. They were a road underdog against a team putting up greatest show on turf numbers, and they went down there
and handled their business.
With a minute to go, they're up 24-12. They dominated them.
I'm just saying.
24-12.
I mean, I get it.
And then garbage time points.
I get it, but you keep emphasizing garbage time.
It was. Two weeks in a row, they went on the road.
And they played extremely well.
They played great.
Yes, they have. And they've
led by defense. Led by defense.
I'm like, dang, yeah, that's man, they're flying around. They're playing with enthusiasm. They don't even look tired.
They don't.
They don't look tired. That's the thing that got me.
All right, on the other side, we will take all your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the win and a Big Hugh breakdown on some of the biggest defensive plays in the game, including an awesome moment by Cooper DeJean taking down Derrick Henry. That's all coming up. Mid-